Today is Tuesday, the 26th of November, in the 34th week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sing, Nada Te Turbe. Let nothing trouble you or make you afraid. Those who have God will lack nothing. God alone is enough. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and, in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven."
Jesus moves outside the city of Jerusalem, and a few of his chosen disciples come with him. From where they are, they get a clear view of the temple. Herod's temple, one of the wonders of the ancient world, took 47 years to build. Do you ever stop to stare and wonder at a marvellous building or at a fantastic bridge? Can you understand just how radical Jesus' suggestion is? that there will not be a stone left standing? What Jesus said about the temple being bound to be destroyed and to come to nothing came true. True of the temple, and true of most other famous buildings of the ancient world. Was Jesus just being negative? Or can you see what is in his mind for the future? How do you imagine his tone of voice when you hear his words in this passage? Do you notice how calmly Jesus seems to take all these disasters? Does he think they herald the end of the world? Does he blame God, his Father, as if God was the cause of them? Does he stop believing in the goodness and the love of God? Or does he ask his Father to help him cope with things that go badly wrong? Christians, as living stones, being built one upon another into a new and everlasting temple. Listen to the passage again and catch the message behind the picture.
When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the days will come when not one stone will be left upon another. All will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be? And what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and, in various places, famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven."
As this prayer comes to an end, ask God for the graces you need to become a living stone, bringing the good news of Jesus to others. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.